I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An unlikely pair team up to cause more trouble in Yemen. Then, churches sometimes miss opportunities with serving family members who deal with physical challenges. This is an opportunity you won't want to miss. We'll unpack it for you in just a few minutes. We'll begin today in Yemen, where the Iran-backed Houthis are working with a feared local branch of al-Qaeda on several fronts, including prisoner swaps and weapons deliveries. Now, the partnership creates even more dangers in war-torn Yemen. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
you have the Houthis fighting, you have the military involved, and then you have Saudi Arabia and Iran doing a proxy war inside of Yemen.
The constant instability hinders aid deliveries to people in need. Meanwhile, sanctions hurt the economy and lower the buying power of Yemeni families. As a result,
you have millions and millions of people affected and at risk of dying of hunger. Yemen is in the top 5% as far as greatest need from a humanitarian and a spiritual condition.
Half of Yemen's population, more than 17 million people, face severe hunger. An even greater percentage desperately needs Jesus, the bread of life.
Almost 100% of Yemenis are Muslim. Less than one half of 1% are followers of Jesus. So most of them have never heard the gospel in their life.
Christian activity is strictly forbidden in Yemen, so Unknown Nations trains Yemeni gospel workers in Egypt. Visit us online for the details and for ways to help.
We're training leaders. We are sending in solar-powered audio Bibles because the majority of the population in Yemen don't read.
Next, believers from a Muslim background face renewed pressure in Iran. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
according to a national Christian concern, they just released an article talking about Iranian authorities, again, charging an active house church member, Shahab Shahi, under the charge of propaganda against the Islamic regime. He served a four-month prison back in 2019. On the same charge.
Shahab Shahi was rearrested in December 2023 alongside three of his fellow house church members. He appeared at a revolutionary court hearing in March and today awaits the second and final hearing.
He was given a chance to recant from his new faith, Christianity, and go back. And he decided that he did not want to do that.
Several families connected to the same house church as Shahab have been interrogated since the December arrests.
In their annual report, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom said that Iran has the third largest number of religious prisoners of conscience behind only China and Russia.
Ask the Lord to sustain and strengthen the Christians behind bars in Iran. Pray they can be a strong witness for Jesus to other prisoners.
We are asking people to please lift up Shahab and his fellow Christian converts that are arrested right now and serving a term in prison.
And finally, how is your local church doing in caring for members who are blind or visually impaired? If it's not a conversation you're having, it probably should be. Alan Decker with MegaVoice says,
friends of ours at Torch Trust in the UK, they've done a lot of significant studies that show, whether you know it or not, most congregations have about 10 to 20% of somebody that has some form of visual impairment.
To help bring God's word to everyone, MegaVoice offers handheld audio players loaded with scripture.
With the tactile keypads on our devices, they can, with either low vision or no vision at all, be able to feel the buttons and navigate through their Bible and Bible teachings.
These devices are meeting a critical need in the U.S. and around the world.
Unfortunately, with a lot of the groups that we work with, a major demographic is 65 years and older, they've lost their sight later in life due to medical conditions and never had the opportunity to learn Braille or some of the other formats that are available.
Awareness is the first step to coming alongside our brothers and sisters. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, where it's difficult and dangerous to follow Jesus, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.